Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. Take-Two Interactive, the publisher behind the highly anticipated GTA 6, has announced a significant workforce reduction, laying off approximately 5% of its employees, which amounts to around 579 workers. This move comes alongside the cancellation of several projects, as detailed in a new regulatory filing. This decision contradicts earlier statements from CEO Strauss Zelnick, who had previously asserted that there were no plans for layoffs as part of the company's cost reduction strategy. In the filing, Take-Two explained that these layoffs are part of an effort to streamline its organizational structure and eliminate several projects currently in development. The company anticipates incurring total charges related to these actions, ranging from $160 to $200 million, with $120 to $140 million of that amount directly associated with the cancellation of titles. This restructuring plan has been in consideration since at least February, when Zelnick discussed the possibility of reducing costs primarily through optimized marketing and minimizing third-party expenses. At that time, Zelnick emphasized the difficulty of laying off staff and indicated that it was not in the immediate plans. Despite these initial comments, the current layoffs suggest a shift in the company's approach to managing its resources amid broader financial challenges. Take-Two had previously signaled that it was transitioning to a growth mode, especially with the expected launch of GTA 6 in 2025 and the recent acquisition of Gearbox from the Embracer Group, confirming ongoing development of a new Borderlands game. In 2022, Take-Two also completed a significant merger with Zynga, which has since presented challenges, particularly in the mobile gaming sector, described as expensive and late. The layoffs at Take-Two are part of a larger trend affecting the games industry in 2024, with other major players like EA, PlayStation, Xbox, and Riot also implementing workforce reductions. Take-Two expects its cost reduction plan to be fully implemented by December 31st, 2024, as it navigates through these restructuring efforts. Nintendo is set to host its first Indie World Showcase of 2024 today, April 17th, at 7 a.m. PT, 10 a.m. ET. This digital event, which will last approximately 20 minutes, aims to highlight indie games slated for release on the Nintendo Switch throughout the year. Fans can tune in live via the provided link on Nintendo of America's official Twitter account. Previous Indie World Showcases have introduced a range of indie titles to the Switch audience, with notable announcements last November, including the Switch adaptation of Outer Wilds, Shantae Advance Risky Revolution, and On Your Tail. While Nintendo has not specified which indie games will be featured in this upcoming showcase, there is widespread anticipation among fans that Team Cherry might finally announce a release date for Hollow Knight's Silksong. Silksong is the eagerly awaited sequel to the critically acclaimed Hollow Knight, first announced in 2019. Since then, updates have been sparse, leaving fans eager for any news regarding its launch timeline. This announcement follows closely on the heels of news that Nintendo will not be attending Gamescom this year, a departure from last year when they participated and reportedly showcased a demo for the rumored successor to the Nintendo Switch. Further rumors suggest that the new Nintendo console might be delayed until next year. Ubisoft has addressed the recent controversy surrounding the Star Wars Outlaws Season Pass, particularly concerning the Jabba's Gambit mission. Amidst the backlash from fans unhappy about content being locked behind the more costly editions of the game, Ubisoft has sought to clarify the situation. According to Ubisoft, while Jabba the Hutt and the Hutt Cartel will be integral to the storyline of Star Wars Outlaws and accessible to all players, the specific Jabba's Gambit mission is exclusive to the Season Pass. This mission is described as an optional additional mission that adds depth to the player's interactions with the Hutt Cartel, but is not essential for the overall narrative of the game. Ubisoft has emphasized that this mission, along with others, will be accessible through the purchase of either the Season Pass or any edition of the game that includes the Season Pass. This clarification comes after the initial announcement led to confusion and dissatisfaction among players, many of whom felt that significant content was being gated behind the pricier editions of the game. While Ubisoft has reassured that Jabba the Hutt's role as a major player in the game's Syndicate network is assured for all players, those without the Season Pass may still feel left out from fully exploring every storyline or side mission offered in Star Wars Outlaws. The specifics of what the Jabba's Gambit mission entails and how it complements the game's narrative remain somewhat vague, leaving those who opt out of the Season Pass wondering about the potential impact on their gameplay experience. Takuro Mizobi, CEO of Pocket Pair, has raised concerns about the creation of games that closely mimic the style and gameplay of their popular title, Palworld. In a tweet, translated by Automaton, Mizobi shared an image of a new game called Auroria, pointing out that Tencent, among other companies in China, is developing titles that resemble Palworld. He noted the scale of the investment in these projects, which reportedly have budgets approximately 10 billion yen, about 10 times larger than that of Palworld, indicating a significant push in the industry towards creating high-quality creature-raising or bishoujo games. Auroria, developed by Chinese studio Tianjin Wumai Technology Company, LTD, and published by HK Hero Entertainment Company, Limited along with Tencent, is described as an open-world, multiplayer, and cooperative sandbox game. The game's premise involves designing a base, surviving with companions, and embarking on interstellar travel, all in a relaxed and fun manner. While set in a space environment, the game shares notable similarities with Palworld, not just in its gameplay mechanics, but also in its visual and thematic elements. The game is scheduled for release by the end of the second quarter of 2024, and the development reflects a broader trend in the gaming industry in China, where companies are seeking to replicate the success of blockbuster titles like Genshin Impact with their own high-quality releases. This trend is driven by the need for new hits as the appeal of existing popular games begins to wane. Supergiant Games has exciting news for fans of its highly acclaimed title, Hades. The studio has just announced a technical test for Hades 2, the eagerly awaited sequel to the 2020 roguelite hit. This initial testing phase is intended to iron out any kinks and ensure a seamless play experience for the game's forthcoming early access release. The technical test will feature a more limited scope compared to the full early access version, focusing only on the game's first major area and introducing players to early game characters. Supergiant Games is aiming to keep this test fairly exclusive, opening it to a relatively small subset of players who register their interest in participating. On Supergiant's website, the studio provides a playful analogy for what participants can expect. If you played the original game, imagine a version where you couldn't get past Tartarus, even if you vanquished its guardian. Essentially, this means that the test will give players a taste of the beginning stages of Hades 2, without revealing too much of what's to come. Additionally, those who participate in the test and repeatedly complete the area will encounter a gentle suggestion to stop playing, signaling that they've experienced what this phase of testing has to offer. In Japan, a 36-year-old man was recently arrested for allegedly selling illegally modified Pokemon save data online, a violation under the country's 2019 Unfair Competition Prevention Act. The arrest, made on April 9th, followed a discovery by police cyber patrols who found that the man used special tools to alter save data for Pokemon Violet, including changing Pokemon movesets. According to reports from NHK News and translated by Automaton, the man took custom orders for rare Pokemon and sold the modified data between December 2022 and March 2023. He charged up to 13,000 yen, approximately $84, per transaction on a website known for trading video game assets. Additionally, he offered packages where six Pokemon could be purchased for about $30. The suspect has admitted to the allegations, stating that he engaged in these activities to make a living. If convicted, he faces up to 5 years in prison and could be fined up to 5 million yen, over $32,600. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.